The Bible sure requires God's people to do the right thing, but it says we got to do it the right way. Stay tuned.
That's attorney David Gibbs Jr., and this is the Legal Alert.
It is so easy to become frustrated with the ongoing secularization of our wonderful America, and especially the growing disdain and borderline hatred for our traditional religious morals and belief. It can be easy to let that frustration sometimes boil over into unchristian-like spirit or behavior. Make no mistake, it's absolutely necessary and vital that we Christians continue to stand for our values, for our faith, both in the social realm and in the legal realm. However, it is so important that we do it in a Christ-like manner. We find in court cases all the time, in that courtroom where the case is being decided, they bring up everything that was said and the spirit with which we said it. They go get tapes from church services. They find things that workers have said. And suddenly, it's not what we said, it was the spirit with which we said it that's deciding everything. God requires us to stand, but we got to do the right thing the right way. Keep a Christ-honoring spirit.
Why not get the answers you need for the legal question that's nagging you? Visit christianlaw.org.
And we're now coming up on about 9 minutes past 12 noon. Hope you're having the start of a good day for you, and that if your church meets for prayer meeting on Wednesday night, that you're already making plans to be in your place and praying for your pastor. Well, we've got Swap Shop here in just a moment with myself and Pastor Eddie Conard, and we count it a real joy if you've got time to hang around with us. And also, we'd be more than happy to air your item for you absolutely free of charge. If you're looking to buy, sell, or trade something, maybe lost or found something, or you've got a garage, a yard sale, or an estate sale, right now seems to be the real season for those. I'm seeing quite a few going on, and I like them. But we can invite folks on your behalf. And then also, another service that we offer is job openings. If you own a business and you're looking to hire folks, well, God bless you. I think you are in line with about every other business that has the doors open right now. But we'll be happy to tell folks that you're hiring and what you're looking for. So you know what we offer, but how do you get your information to us? Well, we try to make it fairly simple. And I try not to go through it too fast because I realize sometimes I just kind of spill it off pretty quickly and there you go. But you're welcome to find us online at WGCR.net. Just know if you choose that route, it does take it more than the time that we're on Swap Shop to get to us. So it will start it tomorrow. You're also welcome to email us directly, and it should start today if you email it. And that address, WGCR@iCloud.com, or we still use the trusted old method of the telephone. Give us a call, 828-884-9427. Yeah, so there you have it. In a nutshell, what Swap Shop is and how you can be a part. Also, I'd love for you to jot down our text line. We have got a text line that comes directly to us here in the control room, and it's nice when you weigh in on the conversation, and sometimes we'll just ask questions at random, and folks send us the answers. Our text line, 828-577-1296. Taking us to Swap Shop time, the Powell family, and He Will Hold Me Fast.
The tempter would prevail. He will countryside when he comes at last. He will hold me fast. He will hold me fast. For my Savior loves me so. He will hold me fast.
This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage.
Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name.
Albert B. Simpson is the writer of this song. As a hymn writer, it was said that his songs were hard to sing and not well written. Such was the case of A.W. Tozier. Tozier said that they were very difficult, yet Tozier also stated that he found himself singing his songs because of their great meaning. This song comes from Hebrews 13:8, where the Bible says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. From that he wrote, yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus, never. Glory to his name.
Glory to his name. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name. All may change, but Jesus never.
A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
And let me get a good deep breath, and let me, do you need more? Too late, you need it down, okay, because your eyeball balls are popping out there. Is that,
there we go.
Is that better?
That's better, yeah, yeah.
Whew. Okay.
Goodness, I don't know. That was crazy. I don't know, kind of.
I got
jolted. I needed a jolt.
It's like, let me tell you what I'm saying with my eyes. Yeah. And it's like, okay, well, my heart may have just exploded or my eardrums just burst. So yeah. I think it was the eardrums because you're still upright.
Yeah,
so.
I don't know. Sometimes I think, you know, moving our little pad or something across the top where we lay my extra paper or something might have
Maybe
jolted
I bumped
that.
It I don't when know. I went
no,
to grab
I
the
I may have done
pad
it. I don't
there.
Know.
But we're better.
We're better now.
The headphone volume is what we're talking about. There
people
you go.
People don't know what we're talking about. We're trying to get things settled.
Apologize about that.
No problem.
Well, I thought what we would do first off, if it's okay with you, had some folks asking. So I found a list of election results in my search for primary results for Western North Carolina.
Right.
Because if we did it for the whole state, trying to wade through all of that in an efficient way was very difficult without printing like 42 pages.
Right.
So we're going to go through and we will definitely try to give the county results for counties that we know that tune in to us.
Right.
And if we miss a county or if there's an election result you're looking for that we don't give, if you would text us, and if we don't get it on during Swap Shop, we'll try to mention it later this afternoon.
Yeah.
Does that sound okay?
And are we gonna run with the we're gonna run with the winners of those particular ones for sure.
Just the winners.
Yeah, because it was a crowded field,
especially for Senate.
Yeah, yeah.
For the on Senate both sides.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And so we will give what's listed on the for the Democrat primary and for the Republican primary winners.
Yeah.
And so we'll begin with U.S. Senate.
Yeah.
And we'll just kind of do by races. That might be easier. Yeah. For the U.S. Senate, who will be facing off in November, will be Sherry Beasley on the Democratic side and Ted Budd for Republican.
Okay. For U.S. House of Representative District 11, let's see. That'll be on the Democrat side. Jasmine Beach Ferrara will be the Democrat candidate for the U.S. House Representative District 11. And Chuck Edwards will be the representative on the Republican side for District 11.
And then we have many other districts through here. And I don't know if we should quickly go through what's your
let's just
skip on down.
Let me see if I can roll on down through here, because a lot of these districts are, you know, again, are east of us. You know, of course, you know, with the House and Senate, you know, districts, they did some redistricting, so a lot of those may have changed from where you live. Here are some here's some judge, and if you're interested in the judge seats, the North Carolina District Judge 29B seat 5. That's a new seat. That winner is Abe Hudson.
Okay.
All right.
And then district attorney. Now again, that's that is broken down into to many different districts.
Right.
And we'll go to the county then. Would that be the best thing to
do? I think probably. Well, our county would be represented there by. And I think that's Transylvania, Polk, and Henderson. That is Andrew Murray, which is the Republican candidate. He won his primary for district attorney for District 42, which is our district.
Which is, again, our area.
Mm-hmm.
The Buncombe County Board of Commissioners, Al Whitesides, the top vote getter.
All right. Buncombe County Sheriff Democrat is Quentin Miller. And Republican is Jeff Worley, who'll be facing off in November.
The school board, school board of elections or board of education. Let me get it all out here. The Asheville City Schools Board of Education: Amy Ray, Sarah Thornburg, Rebecca Strimer, and Pepe Acebo.
Yeah, and if you notice, this is the first time in over a long, long time that they've actually voted for Asheville City School Board.
Yeah.
They, of course, it was all Buncombe County years past. Now the Asheville City Schools Board is up for election again. So Asheville City Mayor, Esther Mannheimer, she is the incumbent, and she is will be up for re-election come November.
The City of Asheville City Council, Maggie, and if I get these names messed up, please forgive me, Berthew, Shanika Smith, and Antoinette Mosley would be for the City Council of Asheville.
Henderson County Board of Commissioners, District 1, that is the district that's up for election this year, the Republican district. Michael Edney won that district and up for election in November.
The Haywood County Board of Commissioners, Jennifer Best, Tommy Long, and Terry Ramey.
For Haywood County Sheriff, Larry Bryson, the Democrat, will be facing off against Bill Wilk, the Republican, in November.
Jackson County Board of Commissioners, the chairman, will be Mark Letson.
All right. And District 1 for Jackson County Board of Commissioners, Todd Bryson, won his primary.
District 2 would be John Smith.
And Jackson County Clerk of Superior Court, Kim Poteet, the Democrat, won her primary as well.
Jackson County Sheriff, a Democrat, Rick Buchanan, will face Republican Doug Farmer in November.
Jackson County Board of Education, District 2, Lisa Buchanan. And District 4, Kim Moore. And let me just get these districts here. District 5 will be Lynn Dillard for Jackson County.
Those are the
Board
top,
of Education.
Top vote getters there. And I'm going to skip on down.
Okay.
And let's see, we'll go to...
I think Madison County was a big, there was a big concern. I know Brother Brian and his church, all the folks up there were watching this one closely.
Yeah.
The Madison County Board of Commissioners, the Republicans, Jeremy Hensley, Bill Briggs, and Alan Wyatt won their seats, along with the Madison County Board of Education Chair, Melissa Sluter. And also, let's see here, Madison County Board of Education, District 1, Vicki Hollifield. And let's see, let me grab Madison County real quick here.
Sure.
Buddy Harwood is the Democrat for County Sheriff, and he'll face off against Robin Lyles, the Republican, in November.
Yeah.
And let's see here. I think that covers Madison County.
Yeah. And then in McDowell County for the Board of Commissioners, David Walker, Tony Brown, and Lynn Green. And then McDowell County Clerk of Superior Court, Melissa Adams.
Mitchell County Board of Commissioners, Steve Pittman, Jeff Harding, and Clayton Roberts won their respective seats. And then also Mitchell County Sheriff, Republican, Donald Street will face off again. Let me see. Did I see the so there's not a there was there's not a one.
Yeah,
there's not a Democrat candidate. So again, Donald Street will be running for Mitchell County Sheriff in November.
And I believe that I there does that mean incumbent.
I imagine so. Yeah. So he is the incumbent. He beat out his challenger by a large margin.
Yeah. Okay. Polk County for the Republican Sheriff Timothy Wright.
And Swain County Board of Commissioners, David Loftus and Philip Carson won their respective seats, along with the Board of Education, Travis Hyatt, Democrat, and Jamie Fisher, Democrat, won their respective seats. And then R.L. Taylor and Lisa Loftus, Republicans, also won their seats on the Board of Education in Swain County.
And for Transylvania County, for sheriff's candidates, I believe there's only one running on the Democratic ticket, which would be William Hemphill, Mr. Hemphill.
Yep.
For the Republican, though, there were several challengers, and Chuck Owenby was the top vote getter. So Chuck Owenby will face William Hemphill in November.
Okay. Yancey County Clerk of Superior Court, John Robinson, that takes care of Yancey County, the seats that they had this year. And then, let's see, Rutherford County Board of Commissioners. I know we may have some folks listening
way.
In the Rutherford County Board of Commissioners, District 4, Michael Benfield, District 5, Alan Tony, and District 1, Brandy Naney. And then District 3, April Mays. And that's the Board of Education. The Clerk of Superior Court for Rutherford County, the Republican seat, Steve Owens won that seat. And then the Rutherford County Republican Sheriff candidate, Aaron Ellenberg, won that.
All right. So that, and then I guess we've got the North Carolina Supreme Court Associate Judge. I don't know the areas there. Moving.
Okay. Yeah.
Well,
there
Trey
we go. I'll
yeah,
there
that's
we go.
Okay. Trey Allen now. For seat 5, Donna Stroud, seat 9 for the Court of Appeals, and then seat 11, Michael Standing.
Yeah. Those were the three, the two Court of Appeals seats that were open, along with the Supreme Court Associate Justice.
Yeah.
And so those were also on the ballot for this year. So,
and yeah. there was you know, mixed reviews on turnout.
Yeah.
You know, but usually a primary won't draw the same numbers.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that we'll see in the general election. But from this point forward, things now focused in, you know, on who's going to be facing who. And we will trust that our listeners will do their best, and we'll do our best to help you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to operate within the bounds of, what we're legally allowed to do and ethically allowed to do.
Yeah.
Be informed.
Yeah, for sure. And it's important, I think, this is part of the process. I think a lot of times, you know, we kind of grew up, and it wasn't quite as, I would say, as challenging as it is today with the election process. And of course, you know, a lot of times over the last few years, it's left a sour taste in folks when it comes to election time. And a lot of people just say, you know, what's the use? What's the use? Well, the process is what's important. And this was a well thought out process from the day one of our nation.
Yeah.
And we need to continue with that process, because if we don't, then we become like other nations of the world.
Yeah.
And we don't want that. We do not wish that on anybody in our own country. And even though we may not get the results that we like, I looked at my list and I was comparing it to the results last night as they came in, you know, and there was one. I missed it by one. Which was not too bad, considering, you know, which I was, I guess, when you look at the overall scheme of things, I was pleased with the results.
Yeah.
But not everybody is, and that's just the way life is in America. But the process is what's important.
Yeah.
So be part of the process, not the problem.
That's right.
And continue on through. I think there is... it come up in, I think there's a couple of things coming up in July for another. I was talking to somebody there at the polling place.
Mm-hmm.
And in for Henderson County, I think there's a couple of things that's going to be coming up that'll be facing on the ballot come November too. So be a part of the process.
Amen.
And then on election day in November, cast your vote.
Yeah.
There are some major key issues that we need to address come the midterms.
Yeah.
And you say, well, what happens if we get both houses back? What happens if we, you know, and then we can become a lame duck government again.
Right, because between the governor
because now you end up having a stalemate between the executive and the legislative branch. Well, you know, that's, again, part of the process to where if there is that stalemate, at least some of the policies which we Christians need to be standing up for and against, will kind of meet on equal ground. At least at some point, there can be some debate.
Yeah.
And I remember my days on the debate team in high school. Yes, I was on the debate team. Okay, don't make any jokes. I was on the debate team, and you know, but I learned that process.
Yeah.
How important it is to have healthy discussion with the issues and listen.
Honest.
An honest, healthy, factual discussion. Not some of this wokeism and all this stuff that's going on in our world today. We need facts, and the facts don't lie. The truth doesn't lie.
That's right.
Okay.
Sometimes you get tired of what they, and I'm using air quotes, politically correct answers that you get. But I would encourage folks to watch for debates that are held within your county.
Mm-hmm.
Contact your local Board of Elections,
And
they should, if nothing else, have a website or an email address for the candidates so that you can pose your question to them directly. And take a little time. So we've got little bit of dirt between here and November, so we'll see.
Yeah, and again, you know, there's nothing wrong with conversing with those particular. A lot of them have websites. A lot of them have emails that you can respond to and have conversations with them. And do not rely upon just solo media reports about everything that happens to come down the pipe for or against candidates. You know, a lot of the information, and you know, and heaven forbid, you know, that you rely upon social media, because it's like noses. Everybody's got one, and it's incredibly disheartening to watch. Even some Christians, in my humble opinion, get on that bandwagon without fact-checking, literally. And I'm talking about the real deal, not what a one-sided fact-check might be. I'm talking about do your own homework. Yeah. Can I get off the soapbox now?
No, I you're running well. And I think we all need to be reminded.
Yeah, we do.
And challenged to do our part. So keep your ears open.
Yeah.
And if we hear of you know, debates or things that are going to be held, we'll do our best to let folks know
about
them.
Sure will.
Well, let me jump over here to traffic real quick.
Okay.
And I-26 eastbound is very slow today from the 240 interchange to Long Shoals. Long Shoals.
Okay.
It's not showing an accident there.
Yeah, I see it now.
But I'm not saying there's not one. That's just a very lengthy backup for construction.
Yeah, and it looks like, from what I'm seeing, that it's actually got traffic backed up onto 191 there at the malls.
Oh, wow.
And it's you know, folks trying to get on and get off the interstate there at that exit. So it's a mess. Watch out for that.
Yeah, if you're coming on I-40 from the West Asheville area, you might want to just jump off over there in Inca, Candler area, and come around 23 and grab 191 and bypass all this mess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how long it's going to be, since I can't really tell if it's an accident or not, so I don't know how long the backup may be, but just know it's there right now.
Yeah.
Then over in Haywood County, I guess it's if you crossed into Haywood.
You're in Haywood there at that point,
It is going to be 40, and that's going to be eastbound as well.
Yeah. Yeah, that's construction.
Okay.
Even though they've not put up the icon today. It was construction yesterday.
Okay.
And so, and it's between the Canton exit and there at, you know, where the big interchange, where you get to Newfound Road, Newfound Road, when you come around a big curve and there's Newfound, and then between Newfound Road there and the Canton exit, there's construction in there.
Okay.
And it's got the eastbound side backed up.
Yeah.
Pretty good ways.
I noticed on the way into work that on Highway 280 or the Boylston Highway, however you want to call it, it looks like the same crew or at least the same type of equipment that they used on 64, trimming out the your shoulders of the highway.
Mm-hmm.
They had things down right around Ray Hill Road this morning.
Okay.
They had going toward Asheville, toward Mills River from Brevard, down to one lane, and they had that arm saw. I could see it in the distance.
Oh, yeah.
So just heads up. I don't know if they're going to work their way down and back like they did on 64, and it looks great now that it's done, and I trust it'll save some power outages and other things
in
the
future. And one thing, too, is it allows the sunshine to get in the wintertime when there is still, you know, snow or ice on the roadways, and you know, there's and it helps facilitate in the melting process. You know, if you get some of the shade off the roadways, and that's part of it. You know, of course, the overhanging branches and broken tree limbs and all that stuff impeding traffic and taking down power lines, but it also getting out of the way also helps with the melting process. And we've tried for years in some areas down in our way over in Henderson County to get them to trim back. One in particular, and I, you know, if you've ever traveled through the community of Flat Rock, everybody over there loves their trees, and they love them. And it's a nice, it's one of those, you know, they've even got a little sign out there that talks about how it's like a designated,
people like to travel.
Well, yeah, but they like to travel through there because it's so picturesque because of the overhanging. And these trees are like way old, and they're big, giant limbs that hang out over the roadway, just enough for big trucks to clear. But the problem is that in the wintertime, the sun doesn't get in there. And so it just, the snow, what they can't get scraped off, just hangs around and hangs around and hangs around.
And I would think that would be somewhat of a hazard with the the snow weighing heavy on those branches, the threat of them falling.
But there's some property owners down there that have big money.
Oh, well,
and,
okay.
Yeah, and they donate lots of money to the state. And a lot of things don't get done because there you have it.
That answered my question.
And that, believe it or not, that's you say, well, no, there's no, I believe that there's a way that some roads get paved and some don't. And there's a reason for it.
Yeah.
And they get repaved like three times in 1 year when there's some roads that are still are dirt in Henderson County.
With potholes so deep,
potholes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could.
I'm going to start a petition to get Crab Creek Road paved again. Mercy me. I drive it every day, and it is a rub board.
There's some spots on it that if you hit it just right, I'm afraid it would. It would, well, it wouldn't be good for your car.
Am I complaining?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Not complaining.
Well, weather-wise, we can't complain.
Well, no way.
I mean, we could, but we shouldn't. It's going to be nice today, about 83. Yesterday was beautiful.
Oh, absolutely.
Tomorrow afternoon, 30% chance of some scattered showers.
Yeah.
We'll wait and see. It's going to be warm. So if we do have anything come around, some thunderstorms would definitely be possible with temperatures around 89 degrees.
Right.
Then we're going to be sunny and right around 89 to 90 on Friday.
That's hard to believe.
Yeah. Well, I was looking at kind of the big picture across the nation, and some places are going to, like in Texas, they're having extreme heat. Out in Arizona, that fire is continuing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The largest fire in the state's history.
Right.
And it has very little containment.
Yeah.
They've got over 2,000 firefighters on the ground. Yeah. So please pray for them.
Yeah.
Then you got places like Colorado, and they said that Denver, today is going to feel more like it's Christmas.
Wow, yeah.
They're going to have a 40-degree temperature swing in 24 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. There's a widespread freeze across the high plains of Colorado and parts of the northern plains, while in the south, record high temperatures.
Yeah.
So it's all across the board and crazy.
Okay, Brother Rick, I'm counting on you. Said Crab Creek's going to be paid probably next year.
Yay.
I'm counting on it.
There you go.
All right. That's
your voice was heard.
Oh, amazing. Amazing.
Something else I saw, baby names for last year. They come out with the top. The U.S. Social Security Administration is actually the ones who do this. So I'd say they're pretty credible because, you know, every baby now gets a Social Security number automatically. So on the ladies' side, the top 10 names going from number 10 to number 1. Number 10, Harper, and then Evelyn, Maya, Isabella, Sophia, Ava, Amelia. Number 3, Charlotte. Number 2, Emma. And number 1, Olivia.
Olivia.
Yeah.
What about that?
And for the gentleman,
mm-hmm.
same way, 10 to 1, starting with number 10, Theodore. I don't remember that one being in there recently, but Theodore. Mm-hmm. Number 9 is Henry.
Uh-huh.
Then Lucas, Benjamin, William, James, Elijah. 3 is Oliver. 2 is Noah. And number 1 for yet another year, mm-hmm. Liam.
Liam,
very popular name.
Yeah, okay.
And one thing they said is that they believe that many parents last year were not taking any risk with their baby names.
Right.
Sometimes, you know what I found was really odd sad?
Yeah.
Sad probably would be it.
Mm-hmm.
Through the course of when the twins were in the NICU for quite a while, we had a chance to talk to some of the nurses there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, somehow baby names got brought up. And they said, well, you know, they've actually had to get officials involved because parents wanted to name their children vulgarities.
Wow.
And I really, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah,
but,
wow.
But, yeah.
That's incredible.
So, yeah. But they did say, you know, you look through the years and some kids get picked on because their name mm-hmm. or whatever.
Yep.
So they just said, parents, please be mindful that when naming your children, it's not the time to show your sense of humor.
Yeah, or your agenda.
Amen right there. Yeah.
Did I say that?
You did. And,
did
well,
I say
it should
that?
Have been said.
I mean, come on. I mean, I understand that, you know, and they... Can I? I don't mean to be cruel, but you see, a large part of the population that are running this country right now
mm-hmm.
are in charge. They are the reason why they're in charge. Well, I say that I left out a key important part. A lot of that generation that participated in the events of the late 60s are in charge.
There you
okay.
go. Yeah.
Did I say that?
Gotcha.
There it is. And we all know who that what I'm talking about, where there was this idea of Woodstock and free love and all
there
that other garbage. And see, and so out of that come all of these crazy, wacky ideas that are now being manifested on the halls of our league and our legislative system.
Yep.
And I can attribute that to having a little bit too much freedom in the 60s. And now it's being manifested 50 years later.
Yeah.
But that being said, poor children that get something like off the wall and have to live with that the rest of their lives.
Yeah, and you know, it is a very serious thing when it comes to naming your children.
Yeah.
You know, because you have to look, they're going to carry that for the rest of their lives unless somehow when they're old enough they choose to change it.
Yeah.
So, again, it's not the time to be funny or, God forbid, to be anything vulgar anytime.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I just couldn't believe
bizarre.
That was
that's
even something.
Yeah, that's just bizarre.
But when she told us some of the things that people... I won't even call them parents, that people mm-hmm. had tried to name infants.
Yeah.
It grieved me so deeply to think that would even come into anybody's mind.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
it did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
Well,
I just got a second confirmation. A mm-hmm. state employee that works on the roads told one of our callers that it is on the schedule to be repaved next year.
There you go.
Well, glory.
Hallelujah.
Now I can shout.
There you go.
The thing about it is that while it's being paved, I'm going to have to go around.
You won't be shouting.
But I will because because I can see, I got farsightedness. I can see at the end of the road, you know, that there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Maybe
so
some
be good.
Inconvenience now,
yeah,
but
yeah.
it'll all be worth
I can
it.
I can handle that.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I think it was yesterday, toward the end, we were talking about the prayer walk that's going to be coming up Sunday.
In Rosman.
Yeah, it is Rosman.
That did get confirmed,
Rosman
yes.
Church of God, 2 o'clock this coming Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
And going to be praying for all things involving the community and the town and whatnot. So
amen
everybody's invited to be a part of that.
Very good.
Well, we'll go ahead if you'd like. And I believe I've got everything that was posted, we call on the backside of Swap Shop. And can I just give one little word to folks? You're welcome to use our website at wgcr.net to submit an item. And once you submit it, you're going to get a little box that comes up.
Yeah.
And it's got a little red border at the top. And it basically is telling you some kind of systematic error. Please don't worry about that.
Yeah.
That means that it's not been posted to where you can visibly see it, you yourself. But that's where we say it goes to the backside of mm-hmm. our website.
Yeah.
And every day we check it and we have to hit post or publish and then save it. And because there have been times through the years that before we had this feature that folks tried to put some inappropriate things and post them
that's right.
there. So it's done as a security measure. And so you don't have to keep submitting it. And I know when you get an error, that's the human nature
First thing to do. Yeah.
But if you ever have any questions, feel free to give us a call.
Yeah, that's just letting you know that it has you don't have the ability really none of us do once you put that info in until we get into the backside to publish that info for you. And that's just, and that's for our sake as well as yours.
Amen.
So thank you for using that. And of course, like you mentioned, and you did it at the top of the hour, is, you know, you're welcome to use all the other methods that we have. And we take down folks' information all day long, write it down and put it in and type it in ourselves. So again, thank you for submitting your information. Here is one today for on our Swap Shop item. It come in yesterday late. Here is a lady that's looking for a caregiver. The job is in the Quebec community. The pay is $13.59 an hour to start, and they're asking 40 hours per week. 577-5629 or 862-6366. 577-5629 or 862-6366.
Looking for a free bolt-on king-size headboard, and they need this as soon as possible. Again, a king-size bolt-on headboard.
Yeah.
577-1991, 577-1991.
The Williamson Creek Community Multi-Community Member Yards Annual Yard Sale. That's going to be, you like those?
Oh, yeah.
Multi-community. We talked about multi-families. Ooh. Now this is multi-community yesterday. Going to be Saturday, May 21st, starting at 7 a.m., running to 2 p.m. You can come out to shop and fellowship. Also support their breakfast sales from 7 to 10 a.m. and lunch 10:30 to 2 p.m. The center will be open on Friday, May the 20th from 2 to 7 for yard sale vendors to get set up and for the community to drop off donations for the center's table, where 100% of sales go directly to the community center.
That's a big deal. A lot of folks go there.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a couple of items for sale. They have a 145 John Deere riding mower. It does need some work on it. They have a 325L Husqvarna weed eater. It runs good. And they have a Murray push mower. It has a 3.5 Briggs & Stratton engine. And you can get all of these for $400. 877-3099. 877-3099.
For sale, a pull-behind lawnmower trailer. It's approximately 3 foot by 4 foot for $200. Also, a scrape blade for a lawnmower for $125. Call Johnny Johnson at 318-6059, 318-6059.
Multifamily yard sale coming up this Saturday, rain or shine, from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. It will be at Bonetta Lane off of Patty's Chapel Road in Fletcher. Just follow the signs and they say no holds. 778-2246, 778-2246. Again, this Saturday, rain or shine, 7 to 3, Bonetta Lane off of Patty's Chapel in Fletcher.
Here's a yard sale to benefit the Center for Women this Saturday, May 21st. It's indoors at the Cedar Mountain Community Center on Highway 276 in Cedar Mountain. Hours are 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Nothing is priced. Lots of great items for you to take home with your donation of any amount. Boy, what a sale.
Mm-hmm.
Call Candy Gray for more information at 843-991-2734 or Christine Pace at 843-991-2734 or 885-2103.
Looking for a corn grinder to grind corn into cornmeal. 577-9235. 577-9235.
Here's for sale a freezer for $150, also a bread maker and a rainbow vacuum cleaner system. 864-878-3624. 864-878-3624.
And we had some folks that had some 4 foot logs that could be cut up for firewood. They were offering free, and we've mentioned it for several days, so I do like to preface with they may or may not still have them. 883-3915. Again, 4 foot logs cut up that would be good to cut into firewood. 883-3915.
Here's someone in search of a toolbox for a Ford Ranger pickup. 577-5663, 577-5663.
two replica antique cabinets, $300 each, or you can get both of them for $500. 606-407-8315 or 884-5908. Again, that's 606-407-8315 or 884-5908.
Here's someone in search of a side-by-side style refrigerator. 884-6321, 884-6321.
A portable PowerMate 5,000-watt generator, $400. And a new Roper dryer for $250. And if there is no answer, please leave a message and they will get back with you. 862-4214, 862-4214.
Here's two truckloads of stuff for sale. Come and get it all for $300. It includes two desks, a table, a bookcase, small kitchen appliances, and lots of other stuff. 275-3830, 275-3830.
Mr. Michael J. Rogers Masonry Incorporated. Appreciate Mike, Connie, and all the family there. But they are hiring, looking for brick masons, stone masons, and general laborers, entry level to experienced. Benefits include health insurance, supplemental insurance, paid vacation, quarterly safety bonus, and annual Christmas bonus. Two ways you can apply. You can go online to Rogers. That's with an S, rogersmasonry.com, or you can call 828-424-7820. Again, rogersmasonry.com or 424-7820.
All right, I think that'll do it, I believe. Or you got, we got something else there? I think that's it.
Yes, sir. Let me just quickly, don't see any birthdays or anniversaries on the book, so we invite folks to call and let us know if somebody's celebrating.
Yeah. Several revival services are continuing this week. Bob's Creek Baptist Church in Tuxedo's in revival tonight with Brother Guy Roberts from Pickens, South Carolina, preaching. And that's down, if you go down 25 towards South Carolina, you'll see the Bob's Creek Road exit. Just turn right. The church is out on the right, not very far at all.
Okay, good. And then Fletcher First continuing in revival services through tonight. With Dr. Mike Bagwell. Service time is 7 o'clock there, and Fletcher First located at the intersection of Cane Creek Road and Highway 25.
The Mountain View Baptist Church is holding revival this week, recovering the gospel through tomorrow night at 7 o'clock each night. The Triumphant Quartet will be singing there tomorrow night. Church is at 650 Duncan Hill Road in Hendersonville, and everyone is invited.
And I'm looking, is that?
I think that's all for this week that's going on right now. Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
All righty. So be praying for these meetings. And if your church meets on Wednesday night for midweek prayer service, be in your place.
Yep. We need you. Be there. Again, it's vitally important these days that we obey the command of God and assemble ourselves. Even the more. Yeah. I love that phrase. Yeah. Even the more. As we see this day approaching. All right. Well, thank you. Is that what you wanted?
It sounded great.
Sounded good to you? All right. Well, again, thank you for being with us today. Appreciate you. And we'll be with you the rest of the afternoon. I hope you have a rest. It's going to be warm.
It is.
If you're going to be outside working,
drink
water. Make
sure
you take care of yourself.
Drink lots of water.
I wouldn't advise on any burning right now.
No.
There's not enough moisture. I know I passed a brush fire for Little River coming to work today. Had a brush fire just out behind the farms down here in next to the, in the bottom. So please be careful and don't be doing any burning.
Yeah, be safe.
Yep.
We'll see you in church tonight, and then Lord willing, meet you back here tomorrow.
All righty.